Have people been giving you a little bit of the needling since you went out and signed four players from other teams, and people wondering if you're okay?
There were people that asked me certain questions that haven't come up a lot lately, but it's all in jest, and everybody's having a good time here. It's a beautiful place.
Is this a different approach that you've taken this offseason? Is it just a matter of losing seven guys from your own team, the numbers?
No, it's just the way it worked out. You know, there's, you know, we try to do the same thing every year, which is identify the guys that we want to have come back and try to sign as many of our own players as we can. That hasn't changed. What changed this year was it seemed like some of our guys left that we would normally have signed, and it just didn't work out. At the same time, we had opportunities that we haven't had in the past to sign a couple of guys that we feel like can help our team.
Why didn't it work out with the guys who left? What was different this year?
Well, I don't know. I mean, those are all questions that would have to do with negotiation, would have to do with what's a good fit. You know, and those players can make their own decisions. It just doesn't work out.
And how difficult is it to replace seven guys, and it's a lot of snaps?
Well, it's difficult. I mean, that's part of what we have to do. That's the reason this isn't an easy job. But at the same time, we're excited about the guys that we've signed, and we're excited about what we might be able to do in the future.
Ted, what are your plans, at least right now? And obviously, it's very early. You haven't had the draft yet. But T.J. Lang was a guy who played a ton of football for you, very well respected in the locker room, tough son of a gun, too. He played hurt. That seems like big shoes to fill.
All those things, yes, we wish him well, and we thank him for his service. Now it's our job to get busy and try to replace him. And it won't be an easy task, but it's not something we're shying away from.
Replacement on the roster right now, or do you feel like you need to
draft? I wish we could look into a silver something and see what the future holds there, but we'll just wait and let it work itself out.
Ted, in the last three classes that have been eligible for extension since the CBA started in 2011, four of your 29 draft picks received extension. So draft and develop, you identify guys you want to keep. I understand it takes two to tango, but is that an alarming number for a team that builds itself on the draft, where you've only been able to extend four guys out of those draft classes?
Well, I mean, you'd like to draft players, develop them, and extend them for the future. It doesn't always work out that way. Those players sometimes like it or don't like it in Green Bay. They're playing a different role than they played in college. There's all kinds of things that factor in, and sometimes it's like it was this year, where it was just we felt like bad luck that we weren't able to get a couple of guys done.
Is it hard to be honest enough, because we've often heard you make the joke in training camp, I like my guys, I want to wrap them bubble wrap, etc.
I still do.
Yeah, but it to come to the conclusion that maybe these aren't the guys to keep long term, is that a difficult decision to stay true to what you see versus what you feel?
Well, yeah, I mean, decisions, personnel decisions are ongoing factors. It's what you think is correct today might not be correct a month from now. So, yeah, your idea, your vision of where the club is headed alters itself as we go along. And that's no fault of anybody. It's just the way it worked out.
Is Martellus Bennett someone that you've had interest in for a long time? And how excited are you to add him to your offense?
We like him. We like what he brings to the equation. He seems to be excited about being there, so we're happy to have him.
What does it do for an offense to have two athletic guys? I know you have Richard Rodgers, too, but to bring in two more athletic guys in Lance and Martellus to the tight end position, how much flexibility can that give you guys?
Well, we think it does a lot. Our offensive guys are pretty creative when it comes to things like that. So we're looking forward to getting them involved and hopefully they'll do a good time. I know that they were happy to be able to join the Packers, and that makes us feel good.
You've talked a lot about the importance of having a harmonious locker room. Martellus's personality is a big one. There's not a lot of big personalities in your locker room. Any concerns on how he'll fit into the locker room atmosphere there?
No, none. We have some pretty good personalities. We're not inept when it comes to that. He's a bit of a Renaissance man, and I think that'll be a good thing, a fun thing, and maybe he'll educate myself and some of the players.
How much do you even look at that during the process of researching free agency, what a guy's personality is like and what his impact will be in that regard, not just on the field?
Well, you take that into account. You have things like, personalities. Sometimes they don't get along with existing players and things like that. I think you take that into account. We don't sense any problem in that regard when it comes to Marty.
Ted, you have
which is what he likes to be called, Marty.
Marty,
okay. I'm sorry, excuse me. You still have an abundance of cap space. You guys have done a great job managing the cap. At what point does Aaron Rodgers' contract enter into your thinking? Mark said yesterday there's a plan for this. I know he has 3 years left. But how much does that, I don't want to call it an albatross because it's a good thing to have, but how much does that loom over your decisions that you make now?
Not very much. We wouldn't comment on it any further than that. We've always kept our business decisions, and that's one of the business decisions that Chab is a player's relationship with the club and what his compensation is going to be. But we never talk about an individual like that.
What's your comfort level with the running back position right now?
Okay. We've got a little time here to get some more. We need some more guys. We're a little short in a couple of areas, so... from a personnel standpoint, we've got to get some more bodies. But we like the guys that we have. It's just we'd like to get some more.
Would you look at any of the veteran guys out there? Is this way more into a draft period now?
Well, we're always looking at stuff. I don't think anybody ever believes me, but we look at players every day except for the three that I'm down here. So we're always looking to try to upgrade our personnel So that happens during draft preparation and in free agency.
Do you feel that you've gotten significantly better on defense this offseason, or is that improvement going to really rely on the draft and building from there?
Well, I think it's all coupled together, but we feel pretty good about what we've done, and defensive guys seem to be okay.
Do you need more speed in the secondary?
Well, you'd always like to have more speed at every position. And so I'm not going to single out the secondary.
I'm just asking because obviously you didn't make an offer to Micah Hyde. He's in Buffalo now. I'm curious if that's attached. Is there a plan to bolster
no,
the speed?
No, Micah's one of my all-time favorites. I'm sorry it didn't work out. We're happy that he seems to be happy.
Ted, this is a defense that obviously every defense needs some pass rushers. Do you have enough? I know you're happy you got Nick back in the fold, but after he and Clay.
What? Well, again, this is a process that we're in the middle of. We're not towards the end of it. We're not towards the beginning. We're sort of in the middle of it. And, the draft and the remnants of the draft and the things that happen post-draft, pre-draft, where there might be some opportunities to do some different things that we've always looked at. And oftentimes we didn't need to do anything, but we've always looked at those possibilities.
You've spent each of the past 5 years your first round pick on a defensive player.
Did we? Oh my gosh!
Not a lot of teams in the league have done that, actually. Are you disappointed?
On a defensive player?
Yeah, on a defensive player. I think only the Jets 7 straight years. Still trying to build a top 10 defense. Why do you think that's been so difficult to do? And are you disappointed that you haven't gotten more from that investment in the draft?
Well, I don't know. Sure, I'd characterize that exactly the way. We feel like we've gotten a pretty good return on our investment. But having said that, I wasn't aware that we drafted that many defensive players. So obviously it doesn't mean very much to us. And I don't think we've done it intentional.
Latroy Guyon suspended first 4 games. It's not the first time he's been in trouble here or elsewhere. You worried about the message it sends the rest of the locker room to stay patient with someone who's had that track record?
Well, I think you have to deal with those things on an individual basis. And in Latroy's case, we'll let it work itself out.
Ted, there's been a lot of reports out there, and I know you don't comment specifically on that, but you mentioned running back bodies. Kevin asked you about veterans. Can I just point blank ask you, what you think of Adrian Peterson at his age, and is he somebody that would fit if you chose to go that route?
Okay. Let's all together answer that question. We don't talk about players that are not on our team. We never have. We never will. It just doesn't serve a purpose, don't think.